Well, it's always nice when we can share the microphone with Angie Medcalf. She, of course, our calf and heifer specialist from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester, as we have some answers from the heartland. And today, I know, Angie, you want to talk about storing feeds in the summer. And I guess my first question is, how do the changing seasons really affect calf feed storage?
We need to be concerned, obviously, with the heat, humidity, flies, things like that. Open bags or bags that can get wet, feed can spoil really quickly in warm weather. So having them feed stacked in a dry area, you know, rotate that stock to use the oldest first so that you're not getting old feed. Roll down bags or put them in a container like a garbage can or a barrel, something like that. Prevents them from getting wet from the bottom, prevents them from drying out. Just preserving the feed as much as you can.
Now, I would presume as well that summer does affect our milk replacer storage as well.
Right. Same thing, similar to calf feeds. You know, milk replacers need to be stored up off the floor in case of rains and things like that, so away from the pests. Wet bags obviously allow bugs and pests to come in. Bacteria can grow even though the product is pasteurized. If you're starting to see lumps, that means you're getting moisture in there, and that can allow bacteria to grow. So keeping that milk replacer in a barrel or garbage can minimize that. And I think the best way is to put the whole bag into a container and cut the top off. That way you have a clean, sanitary container every time.
Now, Angie, if I'm a farmer that's getting my feed in bulk and I basically have feed bins, how can summer affect that?
Well, it can, especially those poly bins. They can get pretty hot in the summer, and there's still some of them out there. As the feed heats up with the sun shining on it, you know, and then it'll cool in the evening, it can create moisture buildup in there. And as you get the feed clumping together, especially a molasses product, you can start seeing molds and things like that. Steel bins, not so much, but if there's leaks in there around the rivets and things like that, or in an older bin, you can still see the same thing. So especially molasses feeds, they tend to get moldy early if you get some moisture in there. So we need to watch that and make sure those bins are up to speed as well.
It's kind of been a theme of everything you've been talking about. Is moisture probably our biggest concern?
Yeah, moisture/humidity. You know, obviously you don't want things to dry out and get stale, but, you know, on the other side, as soon as you get moisture in there, that can cause feed to spoil really quick.
All right, Angie, and then what's your tip of the day?
Well, you know, whether you have bag feed or bulk feed, milk replacer, whatever you have, you know, being aware of where it's stored, making sure it's rotated, obviously, is the biggest thing. Making sure that this is palatable for these young calves. You know, after all, they're babies, so making sure we keep that feed fresh and good. It's an expensive feed. They don't eat a whole lot, but we need to make sure it stays palatable.
As always, some great information. If you want to contact Angie, just call her at Heartland Co-op at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, we point to the website.
Right. HeartlandCooperativeServices.com is the website, and there's a lot of good articles and tips on there. You can click on the icon on there and listen to some podcasts if you've missed some.
It's always good to talk to Angie. That's Angie Medcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.